Next item on the agenda, approval of the 2011 Oyster Replenishment Plan and Associated Procurement Procedures. Dr. Wesson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just to remind you, we do this plan every year, and the main thing that I need you to approve is our procurement methods along with the plan, so that gets covered in the motion.
Two separate motions, correct? Same motion.
That'd be fine.
Two separate motions. Thank you.
Yep. The, just to give you a little bit of background on our fiscal situation this year, it's not as good as it is in some years. Having your packet, if you recall, in 2010, in the budget, there wasn't any money for oysters for general funds. Industry went and lobbied and got $600,000 put back into the general fund as a one-time deal. We got that money last July 1st, and of that $600,000, we used about $105,000 in August to pay for some of the house shells, and so we're left with a balance of about $495,000 of general funds. There are no new funds in the budget for July 1st this year, the second year of the budget. There's a little bit of effort going on in the General Assembly to have some money put back in, but it looks like it's not very likely that anything will be.
We won't know that until.
But it doesn't look hopeful at this point. So we're basically trying to balance a budget for this year with less funds, knowing that we may have even less funds next year. We have those general funds, and we have some federal funds, and the thing we can do with federal funds is we can extend the grant so that we can spend them on in another year if it should be that we don't have general funds, and that will help us buy some of the house shells that we're always trying to do to keep those from going to other places. Just briefly, starting with the first part of the plan is to plant 10,000 bushels of James River seed in Nomini. We spent 2 years doing, based on recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Panel, trying to figure out what our cost benefit is of both seed planting and shell planting. And for the seed plantings, we tracked our money and the number of seed that went into our sites that we planted seed. And we actually had our staff go up there and we counted all the seed, all the market oysters out to try to determine how well we were doing on getting money back. And this is just a chart that shows that. And way down at the bottom, you can't see, our overall average is about $1.30 per dollar spent, which is pretty low. But the one area that we seem to have better returns on is Nomini. And that's, for some reason, the major source of our losses on seed is most likely Cano's Raise. And in Nomini, for some reason, they seem to leave us alone a little bit more than in other areas. But even in that area, you still have a big loss, but it seems to be the safest area that we have to move seed to. The only seed, really, that we have, we don't have any great Wicomico seed, and that's what we'd used in the past in Nomini. The seed that we have available this year comes out of the James River, and we had a real good set, more than 1,000 count oysters from those seed. And so we're proposing to take 10,000 bushels there, have them hand-tonged, trucked to Nomini, and then replant it at that area. And the cost is about $8 a bushel. In the Piangatank, the other thing that we're doing with seed is we're continuing a program that we've been doing since about 2000, that using the Piangatank, which is one of our seed rivers, we have the Great Wicomico as a seed river and the Piangatank as a seed river, along with the James. And those, the two more northern areas are areas in higher salinity where the seed has a little bit better disease tolerance than the James River. The James River, we're limited. We have to go to somewhere like Nomini, because if we go anywhere with higher salinity with the James River seed, they will die from disease before they reach market size. The Piangatank and the Great Wicomico stand a little more disease pressure, and what we've been doing in the Piangatank is actually allowing, we've been keeping the beds in good shape, and on certain parts of the beds, we've been allowing private industry through a lottery and a sign-up to take seed from the river, and then they replace the shell or either pay us the cost to replace the shell for the seed in that river. And this just shows that from Roger and I following this, it seems like what we're doing is stabilize the standing stocks in the river, and as opposed to what we did in the Great Wicomico, where we actually made a decision as a group to go in and put a big shell planting effort there, leave it alone, and see if the river would take off on its own. And basically, we have not done anything back in that river since then. And the difference between what we see in the Piangtang and the Great Wicomico is that in the Piangtang, we use some of the seed, we put fresh shell back in there, and we keep some areas left as sanctuaries, but some areas we continue to use. In the Piangtang, when we compare the areas that we harvest with the areas that we don't harvest, we actually see almost no difference. We actually even get a little bit better spat set on the areas we harvest because we're actually putting a few more shells, new shells, back on those areas after they're finished work. We still keep up the shell on the unharvested areas too, but in this program, we set a quota, we look at what's out there, and this year we're staying at 20,000 bushels that they can take out of the area. In previous years, because our counts had been down around 400 or 500 per bushel, we had just required one bushel of shell back for a participant or the equivalent in money, which was $1.30. This year, since we've had a real good spat set in that river, we're requiring, if you want to participate, you have to give us two bushels of shells back for every bushel of seed that you catch, or pay $2.60 for the seed when you take them out of there. The rest of the funds, the general funds mostly, we'll be using for putting shells on harvest areas. Most of the shell planting, or a lot of the shell planting we've been doing lately, has been through federal grants that require us to put a really big part of our money on sanctuaries. We have no money that for some of the rivers, but they're really harping on staying on sanctuaries. So the general funds are the monies that we can keep areas that need shell on them, keep them in good shape for the harvest, that we can use those funds for. Our return down at the bottom here for shell planting is we get about $4 of return back for every dollar we spend on shell planting. The value that we estimate on shell planting is a much more rough estimate than for the seed. We knew exactly because we were there counting them. Our manager reporting is not great, so likely we know our return from the shell planting is much higher than the $4 per bushel, but at least from what we can see through manager reporting, it's at least $4 a bushel as an average. We determine the areas that we do new shells on every year based on our fall stock assessment. We measure the amount of shells in each grab, and when an area falls below 5 liters per meter, that's when we go back and reshell with 1,000 bushels per acre to bring the shell back up, and that usually brings us up to somewhere around 10 liters per meter. And the main places that we'll be working this year is we'll be Tanger and Pocomoke need some shells in some of the areas, and the Rappahannock needs a little bit. And we also are going to go and start reworking on the Great Wicomico since we've left it alone all this time. It looks like leaving it alone does not work well. We're going to start reshelling at least the state, the ones that we take care of, to get them back in, hopefully back in seed production in a couple of years. We also have $600,000 about for a NOAA program in the Piangtang. These yellow areas are the normal areas that where we do this. Allow the seed harvest, and we maintain them for seed harvest. The areas that we actually allow harvest on are these three right in the center. The rest of them, the yellow areas, we just keep them shelled and in good shape as basically broodstock areas for right now. NOAA has given us additional funds to go around where we could find a few areas that could be made into sanctuaries, and these are the red areas that we'll be adding shells that like we're starting a brand new area off at about 10,000 bushels per acre if we have enough shells. along with NOAA gave us money to keep the areas that we use up at the same 1,000 bushels per acre. NOAA gave us a little bit of funds for keeping the sanctuaries up in Rappahannock. On Seaside, we had a big program last year jointly with the Nature Conservancy through a stimulus grant. And normally we do little boats where we have fossil shells that wash into the inlets out there. We harvest those shells and we plant them on our on the public beds. There's only enough shells that accumulate there every year to do maybe 100,000 bushels or so, because they're always rolling in and you have to take the freshest shells. And we had this big million and a half project to do more work on Seaside last year, and we actually brought shells from the James River, dredged fossil shells over on Seaside, and we ended up doing about 20 acres. And we have about $70,000 of that money that they gave us, new money into that program. They will do another couple acres, and then we'll use the few house shells that are over there, the conch shells, for some of the harvest areas. Also have a little bit of funds still put in the program for Countos Rays. They're still, we've had a big effort. It's been going on now for a number of years. We're making progress each year. I mean, we've figured out how to process them. We got some good products. Problem has been now is that they're just been hard to break into the marketing of them, so that you can get a consistent person to buy a product year round. And so there's some money coming from the Fisheries Resource Grant Program to continue this work, and we're going to continue to pay a little bit towards paying the fishermen to catch the Countos Rays. And then the last part of the program this year is just continuing with the Blue Crab Disaster funding for converting the watermen to doing aquaculture, the crabbers doing aquaculture. We've had the program for 2 years. The first 2 years we've done about 130 crabbers. We've given them their cage materials and seed, got them working in cage aquaculture. Everybody signed up in 2009, and we finished that group. Because the money came in late in 2009, we also had a sign-up to do spattle and shell and couldn't really get started on it because it was too late in 2009 when the money got here. So last year was our first year to do the spattle and shell. And in last year's program, we ended up producing about 24,000 bushels of spat on shell in the program with about 30 guys. It was very successful. We got ourselves up to our private hatcheries, produced a billion-eyed larvae, which we had never gotten that high before. And hopefully we will, you know, be able to get that quantity again this year, because in the first year sign-up, we had about 65 people sign up, and we got 30 of them done last year, so we have about 35 to do. And so this year we're going to concentrate on just finishing up that first sign-up's worth of spat on shell people, and then there'll be some money left over for next year, and then we'll see where they want to go, whether they want to, if the interest is mostly in cage or if it's in the spat on shell, and the last years of funding we'll re-advertise for additional participation. But it seemed unfair to not go on and at least spent all our effort in trying to get everybody to sign up way back in 2009 done this year before we took on some new participants. So, because our order alone is 1.8 billion eyed larvae to do what we have left to do in the hatcheries, and our hatcheries have never produced that much. We got up to a billion, but it's almost a time again that we need this year to finish up the spat on shell. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what we'll be doing. Procurement is the same as we've done before, notices and describes it in your packet. So,
Jim, could you elaborate? You had a meeting last night, did you not?
Yep.
Can you elaborate on that for me, please?
Meeting last night, the proposed plan was approved by the committee with no changes.
I received a phone call from Mr. Kellum this morning also endorsing the plan, so just for the record. Mr. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, I can comment a little bit on the meeting.
Please do, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Since I'm chairman of that group.
Yes, sir.
From time to time, we have these meetings that are quite contentious, but last night it was, I felt, a very constructive meeting where good ideas were brought forward both by the industry representatives as well as the watermen who were present. And so I think we came to a very constructive well-researched conclusion. I should also comment that Tommy Kellum, representing the industry, has done an extraordinary job in attempting to lobby for more money. So far, we have not gotten our hands on the money, but there's still hope, and the General Assembly is not finished yet. So maybe we'll be successful. But it was a very good meeting, and
that was
well attended by members of the committee.
That was the first report I received this morning. I like to start days off like that. Further comments? Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? If not, the matter's before the commission.
Well, I will.
Mr. Fox.
I will move the staff recommendation first for the 2011 oyster replenishment plan.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion on the replenishment plan. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be abstaining on the vote since I participate in one of the House Shell programs.
All right, sir. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention. Chair will entertain a motion on the procurement plan. Mr. Fox.
I will move the staff recommended procurement plan of procurement procedures for this year.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention. Mr. Robbins abstains. Thank you, Dr. Wesson. Very concise report. Anything else to come before the commission? If not, meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.